Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I got good news.
Yes.
I got good news. Jesus is Lord. He is King of Kings. I know what it is. It's my mic. He is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. And that he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And what we're seeing take place, you know, I was reading over a letter that I'd sent out about a month ago or so. And remember that it was a good letter. And I'm not, you know, because it's just prophetic. You know, you just start writing and God just, you know, encourages you as it reminds you.
You're surprised
things.
What came out.
Yeah. It's like, I got to listen to that. But remember that it's just because something bad is happening doesn't mean something good's not going to happen. Mm. Over and over again, it looks like when you look at history that the worst case scenario is happening. But simultaneously, God begins to do something when that's happening. I mean, you think about it. Here is, you know, 10 plagues are coming against a people who are already oppressed, it seemed like, and everything was falling apart. The economy was crashing. Everybody was going crazy. But at the same time, God was working out deliverance for his people, Israel. Mm. He was just going to all of a sudden shift the wealth, deliver it into his people's hands, and he's going to take him out to introduce himself in the wilderness to him. I mean, that's what was going on. But what was happening was death and bloody waters and frog rain and, you know, and all those different plagues that are coming down. But those two things happen. And then you think, you know, here they are, you know, Israel's getting out of Egypt. We're finally free. You know, we got, you know, all this wealth and we're taking off finally. Yeah. And next thing you know, their back is against the Red Sea. There's nowhere to go. I mean, God led them in a place that they would be trapped. There was another way that he could have took him, but God told Moses, if I take him that way, it's going to be too easy for them. They won't turn to me. Let's take him this way. So God literally led his people to a place that would cause them to be in a place that they didn't have an answer to. Led them to a place of potential tragedy. Their back was against the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army, God had hardened his heart again, and they're coming. So they're about to be sandwiched between, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to drown you. That's what they were in between those two things. And so many people you're hearing right now, and if you hear us, well, we're talking about, we're in between, I'm going to drown you and I'm going to kill you. But in the middle of that, we're telling you, but God's going to move. That's what we're saying. You got to talk about Pharaoh because God sent him. You got to talk about the Red Sea, but you have to understand God's going to part the Red Sea. That's the way it works. It looks like a terrible thing going on, but if you understand our God, he loves you. He loves mankind. He's going to make a way to redeem us because he's good, not because we're good, but we have to keep our eyes open. When we start seeing these troubles happen, he said, look up for your redemption draws near. Hmm. So he said, cheer up. I mean, how bad did it look? How bad did it look to the disciples who said yes to Jesus, who were willing to be publicly identified with him? I mean, miracles, signs, wonders, angels ascending, descending, walking on water. But now they publicly identify with their Savior who was being killed in front of them all. I mean, think how tragic. Just think about that. They're killing their leader. They're killing Jesus, the true Son of God. They're killing him. And like, we've committed to him, and this looks kind of bad. And I don't know what's going to happen to us after this. And next thing you know, he dies. I mean, not only did they... But he died. I mean, God died. Jesus died on the cross. I mean, how bad does that look? But we don't have to understand. Yes, that's horrific. But that was our sin that caused that to happen. But secondly, understand, but in 3 days, God had a plan to redeem mankind. While we were still in this mess, when we were still wrong, evil sinners and all this, he was working out this redemption plan for us. But yes, you got to look this storm square in his face. And you got to say, yep, it's coming. At the same time, you got to say, but you know what? Redemption's in this. In here, somewhere, God is going to open up the floodgates of heaven, and he's going to pour out a huge blessing that you can't even contain. And I just happened to see a little bit of it this week. Mm. God gave me this vision, this dream. I want to encourage you, because I know you hear a lot about the different storm stuff. But I was present on the Gulf Coast and walking with a fellow brother in the Lord. And we were in the midst of this powerful move of God, and all the nations were there. And it was just, everybody was coming. The Spirit of God was drawing everybody there. And everybody was so glad to be there. And there was people that were there that if they go back to their own nations, they would be what you call famous. They would be, everybody would know them in their own countries. So they had, you know, positions of influence in their nations. But God showed me, they were like running cameras and doing the sound. And they were just so glad to be there. Because, by the way, if you don't know this or not, you're designed for the presence of God. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering, if you can't find your place is in the presence of God. And so the presence of God was just, you know, enveloping the place. Everybody had this high intensity expectation about what God is going to do. The nations were there and people were getting ready to get settled down for this whole thing to begin. I'm telling you, we think about, you know, Apostle Isaiah, when you heard him on, what's the name of the segment?
It's called Gulf Coast Revival Greater Than Azusa Street by Far. Coming soon, starting in Alabama, says Nigerian Apostle Isaiah Kadari.
You got to see this because he speaks specifically about it. And I think it's really tied to as well, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick to Church of His Presence. Because I think about, you know, Young E Cho's prophecy in regards to the fire would start in Pensacola, then would burn its way over, and it's about 100 miles probably right to that exact point where building dedication for the new facilities. But if you look at that, it's right by the Bay of the Holy Spirit, right where that word was given. And I'm just excited for what God's going to do. It's time for us to just raise your expectancy level. Yeah, these things are going on. Yeah, you know, evil men conspire against God. Yeah, people plot and plan against the Jews, against Christians. But guess what? God's going to take care of us. God's got a plan to redeem us. And the things that he's showing us, and I love the fact, I wish we had more time to be able, and you could see, you got to go listen to Apostle Isaiah talk about, and he's from Nigeria. You have to understand, he's from Nigeria, which is very important to understand that he doesn't know the grid and what's taking place in America on the Gulf Coast. And it's a God thing. This is God doing what he's doing. And it's going to be just, it's what's what we call it, the glory zone. You know, when God called us to you know, establish VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, the VFN Dream Center in the Gulf Coast, it was the glory zone. That was the whole word. And he's confirmed it through signs, wonders, miracles, just major things that have happened. And it's like, you got to get in. And so what I saw with this, you might want to start looking at plane tickets now. You might want to start looking at, you know, what does it cost to get there? You might want to start building relationships now with people on the Gulf Coast, because there could be rooms to stay in, there could be hotels to stay in, there could be houses to rent. That's what happens when God begins to move, because I saw what Isaiah saw and what others have seen. So I can tell you, I've saw it. The nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast, but it's not just to come just for the Gulf Coast, it's to come to be able to receive what God is doing and then go back into your nations, go back into your cities, go back into your towns and your families and your church gatherings. And God's just going to begin to, it's, you know, there's going to be about a differentiation between those who are God's, you know, possessed, they're God's people, and those who are not. And what it's going to do, it's going to create in the midst of all this chaos, all that calmness coming from God's folks, it's going to show people that God's with you. And if they want to be saved, all they got to do is just go, you know what? I want to be with God. It's going to be a great harvest. And when Isaiah, when Apostle Isaiah, we'll give a big shout out to Apostle Isaah. He's in Nigeria. He's coming back in January. And hopefully we'll have him here again in the VFN TV studios. Definitely. Pray for his travels back. And you're just not going to be able to contain it. But we've been setting up for this for quite some time about how do you capture live testimonies, because so many are going to be coming in where you're walking through a grocery store. And all of a sudden, you know, God's going to say, you know, I'm going to heal you now. And just God, he gets all the glory. He's not a person. All of a sudden, God touches this lady. You know, I can hear the testimony now. I was walking by the cabbage and I was grabbing my back. And this lady looks at me and she says, you know, what's going on? Are you hurting? And she says, yeah. She says, well, can I pray for you? This is what God's showing me. And she's just going to say, pray for her. Just no hype. Just pray for her. And God's going to heal her and touch her. And there's going to be a camera there to catch it. And we're going to broadcast it to the world. And guess what? The glory of the Lord will fill the earth. And we'll see over 1 billion souls come into the kingdom of God. Make your plans now to come to the Gulf Coast of America. I'm talking about the Florida Gulf Coast, Alabama Gulf Coast, that area right there. begin to get your real estate now, get your places now, because I was during the Brownsville Revival, believe me, listen to us, because I mean, every hotel was packed, every room was packed, and mostly you needed an umbrella and a chair to be able to stand in line and wait for what God's doing next. It's not going to be in a building. It's going to be in the whole Gulf Coast, not under any particular man or that man. God's about to do something major. So look up. The redemption of our Lord is near. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.